FBI Director Robert Mueller spoke today before a Muslim organization that some have labeled a supporter of terrorism. Critics urged Mueller to cancel his speech before a gathering of the American Muslim Council in Alexandria, Virginia. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, Mueller showed up today and defended his appearance as part of an effort to improve ties between the Bureau and the Muslim community.
The FBI responded to the criticism by saying Mueller would address the AMC because it is a mainstream organization. The group's executive director, Eric Vickers, invoked that characterization when he introduced the FBI director.
I'm proudly, very proudly, the new executive director of AMC, a mainstream organization.
Mueller listed a series of initiatives the FBI had undertaken to stop attacks against Muslims since 9/11, and he acknowledged the assistance Muslims have given the FBI by supplying information and by helping translate for suspects who speak Arabic. But Mueller could not ignore the controversy that preceded his visit.
Nonetheless, you've not always spoken with one voice. Unfortunately, persons associated with this organization have in the past made statements that indicate support for terrorism and for terrorist organizations.
The allegations go further than that. Daniel Pipes, director of the Middle East Forum, helped stir up this hornet's nest by publishing a series of connections between the American Muslim Council and terrorist organizations like Hamas and Hezbollah.
Its leadership has endorsed them. There are indications that the leadership has helped in funding them. It is part of the militant Islamic network that has, on many occasions, assaulted the United States.
Pipes and others have pointed to statements by a one-time AMC director trumpeting his support for both Hamas and Hezbollah. AMC spokesman Fez Rahman characterizes this as part of a right-wing smear campaign that's indicting his group for the excesses of a former official.
This is a free country. He's a free citizen of this country. He's entitled to his opinion. But as far as the organization is concerned, we never condone, nor confirm, nor patronize his views in no possible or no way at all.
Rahman admits his group has heard from speakers who've condemned U.S. policy, and the AMC is active in urging the government to support the Palestinians' goals in the Mideast. But the group denies giving any money to any groups linked to terror. Daniel Pipe says the AMC cannot absolve itself of ties to extremist views, and he says that makes the AMC conference the wrong place for an FBI public relations effort.
If the director of the FBI wanted to reach out to Southerners, he should not go to the Ku Klux Klan. If he wants to reach out to Muslims, he should not go to the AMC. He should be, in fact, looking into this organization, putting them under surveillance, looking at their funding sources, looking at their books, and checking their staff's visa status.
The administration has been eager to emphasize that the war on terror is not a war on Muslims. But the AMC says controversy over this visit has obscured coverage of their real goal, to get Muslim Americans involved in the political process. So the FBI director's effort to improve ties with Muslims may have ended up sparking a small backlash. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.